Blog Talk Radio.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard. You can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stop to McGinney's house. I raise hell inside City Hall. Michael, Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. If the PD gets immunity, I'm all alibi. I'm a thump from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DDA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming. We coming.
Got this rap return back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Then beginning letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and needing bodies, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of form of slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
And why wouldn't I start off with the track "We're Coming" from the Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy? Oh, wow, before I get to the 216804 and the 216209, at least let me tell you all what you're tuned to in case you're tuning into the wrong show. Right now you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 5. That M-A-N is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. The number here is, of course, 646-478-0944, but you can go to blogtalkradio.com. They just log up under Emacs Radio. Just have three quick disclaimers for you before we get things started. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for all the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. You don't even have to hang up. Now, if you change your mind, you can always call back. or press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place. Now, before I do anything else, allow me to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music, entertainment, events. Number 10, the debut. Wow, Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. Great stand-up in Cleveland Heights. Number 9, we debuted the Def Jam talent search that took place. You know, CGS went in there, all that kind of good stuff. Number 8, Live from the Garage, moving up. Number 7, Black Odyssey, moving back up. Number 6, the debut of HJS and Music and Uncle Sam's band. They held a tribute jazz concert for activists and some of the wins that we've recently had. More on that later. Number 5, the debut, Ernest Dale Smith sworn in at East Cleveland City Council. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, moving up, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube.com. Oh, yeah, they had a nice, successful open mic. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, moving up, last Saturday, the 16th annual Earth Day celebration of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad at the East Cleveland Library. Number 2, debut. Mothers, activists, call out the clergy and mosque. More on that later. Number 1, another week, activists scale the East Cleveland dump to celebrate. Yep, we got to get to that one. Time permitting, we'll do everything we possibly can. But if you give me just a few moments before I go anything else in the phone lines, let me start off by just throwing out there, and I know you all didn't expect to go there, but why not? Because let's face it, and both of these stories kind of go together to a degree. Mary Tyler Moore, December 29th, 1936 to January 25th, 2017, American actress known mostly for her TV roles, the sitcoms such as from 1970 to 1977, The Mary Tyler Moore Show as Mary Richards, and then from 1961 to 1966, Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show. Now, her roles broke the stereotype women roles and inspired younger actresses, professional women, and feminists. She had fought alcoholism, and that was a strong thing that she did. She passed at the age of 80 due to heart problems, which brings us down to rest in peace once again. Shakira Johnson, age 11, East 71st and Etna. Jamila Hassan, age 37, East 93rd. Jasmine Trotter, first 48 episodes she was on. 1380 East 93rd, Christine Malone, age 45, East 93rd, Bessemer, Ashley Lazisky, age 31, East 93rd, Aliana DeFries, age 14, body found just last night, East 93rd, Fuller. Fuller is right by Bessemer, all in the same area. Anyway, WOW, War on Women, call to action this Wednesday, February 1st, 2017, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. They're going to stand in silence at the 4th District and wait for answers from politicians and law enforcement. Also, I want to take the time for people who don't know, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop has been canceled from this coming Saturday because DJ Dollar Rock, a.k.a. Billy Stewart, his sister Desiree Stewart passed, and that is the time that a majority of the family picked this coming Saturday, February 4th, is Strouder's funeral home, East 105 Garfield, between St. Clair and Superior Avenue. For those who are looking for more information on that, I will have that up. But now's a good time to at least say that it will probably go on blackonblackcleveland.com, as well as the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And while I'm talking about certain things, I will at least put it out there that when it comes down to it, you can check us out at the Black Man Army meetings Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Black on Black Crime Incorporated follows at 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue 44110. Feel free to come through to one. Hey, if you're like, you know, some brothers, come to both meetings. Why not? And I just want to say that at this coming Wednesday's meeting, we'll probably have a nice little gift basket to be raffled off. We will also have, on top of that gift basket, we will have the, oh, wow, we have a nice little raffle fundraiser. And you can know when you'll be able to hit out on the streets with us on different activities, including a couple of fundraiser activities. So with that being said, you have waited on the phone for too long, 216-804. You are the first caller I'm getting to, 216-804. How you doing out there?
Doing fine, Mr. Porter. And
I'm glad to hear that.
You met. Yeah, good, because Mrs. Marie Batiste called. They get the information later, but she did let me know that her sister had passed. So we're just requesting prayer for her, Mrs. Marie Batiste.
Thank you so
I'll wait, you know, to hear about the rest of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that particular phone call. Before I get to 216-209 and all of these ones that I'm looking at, I want to send a big old, did you have the nerve to call my private phone line while I'm on the air to Charlene Sprinkle, one of those good old-fashioned infamous shout-outs, going straight back out at the burb. I want to, before I get to any phone calls, at least go into one thing, if you'll allow me to, on this particular, I will say, story. You may have heard of certain things. Don't know if you did or didn't. I just want to get up here and at least get a chance to say, number one, I appreciate everybody because I do. And number two, it gives me a chance to definitely say, hey, look, I need to at least speak on one particular thing that happened, because if I don't do that, then I don't know what I'll be doing. So I just want to take the time and speak on the fact that we do have in my hands what had happened the past week. Some people probably saw it and wonder what was going on in the news. We're just going to say that I'm going to give you a quick overview for my 24-foot step ladder for the soapbox and let you know that a local pastor by the name of C. Wayne Brantley of Zion Pentecostal Church of Christ at East 142nd and Harvard Avenue, he was fortunately enough saved alongside 60 others in Bible study. Now, he said he had to run for cover because at 8:30 p.m., two alleged brothers who have been arrested fired more than 50 times, killing two men and almost killing two undercover cops. That is the setup for a phone call I received on Thursday from activists Laura Cowan and Loretta Ferguson, who asked to do a press conference at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you know, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy headquarters, the next day, which was on Friday, to call out the clergy for not being visible against violence. Now, the next day, Laura Cowan brought a list to go. She had about 20 churches that she called out alongside David Spratt's mom, Tawana Star Spratt, his girlfriend, and family. Now, David was recently murdered. BMA, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Man in the Street, Dennis Cash. You must remember also that eight men and about two women had robbed and beat Laura Cowan's two daughters, giving them stitches, dislocated shoulder. And here's what's interesting. Hours before the press conference, Greater Abyssinia representative Marcia McCoy and the Word Church own Dr. Ari Verner, they contacted Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Pastor Vernon even asked what happened on Wednesday night. Okay, anyway, here's a list of, you know, the 10 churches from Laura's list, which she called, only 10. If you want to, you can always check out things later on, and I'll give you the link. But she called out Greater Abyssinia Church with Reverend Leo Parker, the Word Church, administrative, we'll just say the Word Church, Dr. R.A. Vernon, Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, Reverend Jawanza Kareem Colvin, Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, Reverend E. Theopolis Cavanis, yep, National Action Network, okay, I can see why we heard from Marcia McCoy, Antioch Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Todd C. Davidson Jr., Greater Love Missionary Baptist Church, Bishop Eugene Ward, Jr., Mount Olive Baptist Church, Reverend Larry L. Harris Sr., Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, Pastor Dwayne M. Simmons, and Holy Trinity Baptist Church, Shelton C. Flanagan, Pastor. Now, the reason that I'm bringing that up is because, you see, Channel 3 was there, but here's what I said, particularly. Since everyone forgets that Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was a reverend, where would the civil rights movement be without the black church? Number two, where is the clergy now? And number three, what would we be right now if the clergy had the black church out in full force? And I'm not going to stop because this goes out to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, who has millions of followers. And since he speaks of setting an example as men standing strong in the street, yes, I do read the final call, and sometimes I notice near the back page that Cleveland is one of the top cities where copies are sold. So I think, throw it out here, is a question, which is what I did then. Why not every other month? Go to a city like Cleveland, New York, you know, Chicago, with maybe even 500 men. Put 100 men in five bad areas. Just stand there like Malcolm X movie, and guess what? Violent thugs would probably run and hide for the moment. And so since the press conference, I want to give a shout-out to pastors who are helping the man-to-man program. They came out and said, what could they do to help? I'm noticing that Greater Abyssinia on February 9th, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 1161 East 105. They put something out on Saturday that said, come fill out CEI paperwork and get a free furnace, insulation, hot water tank, light bulbs, refrigerator, must have check stubs or proof of no income or proof of SSI, SSD benefits, recent gas, electric, water, sewer bill, proof of home ownership, or landlord info if you're renting. Word Church, I think tonight they're having a men's gathering tonight, sleepover with food, games, and stuff like that. My man Better Off is involved with that. I know a lot of them who won't get in the street yet, but I'll take a few who are willing to help here and there, especially my brother in all of this, Pastor Wiggins, who, oh, man, I have to get to that in just a little while. Very, very proud of what he did in Cleveland Heights the past Friday evening. Now, I'm getting ready to go to my next phone caller. I hope you are not Reverend Cavanaugh or Honorable Minister Farrakhan or even R.E. Vernon, but remember, you can see any more of this on this video on Melanated Media News on YouTube.com. That's Melanated Media News on YouTube.com or Facebook. And, hey, it's under the heading of Has the Black Church Failed the Black Community? I'm going to go to 216209. Really, I hope this is not one of the names I called earlier. You're on live. How are you doing out there?
Oh, well, Brother Al, this is John from Black Odyssey, and I'm definitely not R.A. Vernon out here.
Okay, I appreciate it. I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, man. Hey, but, you know, sometimes you have to call it like it is and to get the attention of the people. It's not about what you said. It's about what's really going on. So,
yes.
And if it wasn't nobody to make a voice to say something or distract the right people attention for something, then we'll be in the same old cycle. It's just kind of like, you know, I don't like the fact that he's there, but it's kind of like Donald Trump. When you have so much disorder, at some point you're going to get some order, or the other way around, vice versa. So, but I don't want to get away from the point.
I got
Black
you.
Odyssey
I got
is out. We are out here to help artists and do a lot for other artists, not just for ourselves as well. So with that being said, I'm going to send a special shout out to Key Cash. Her video
okay.
just dropped maybe about 10 minutes ago. I slipped you
okay.
a link to it. And
nice.
It was shot and edited by Black Odyssey Films. Shout out to, oh, man, to everybody in Cleveland, first and foremost, because, you know, our city is in a unique position, economic
mm-hmm.
And art-wise. I just wish that we were pay a little bit more attention to the arts, since we are moving in that direction for a city. It's very ugly when you have situations that just happened the other day with these cowards and stuff luring little girls around and stuff like that. It takes the beauty out of the city. So, you know, whatever goes on with that situation. My heart is out to the DeFreeze family and a lot of other people right now. So shout out to Black House Sounds, because those brothers do put in the good work and they're keeping it positive with a lot of things that are going on. And even if we don't keep it 100% positive, I got a word for you as well, you know, and it's not bad. I just want you to remember, it's some of our great legends. They curse, but they curse for a purpose. And, you know, and that goes along with Tupac, Curtis Blow, anybody you think of. They curse, but they curse for a purpose. For a purpose to get your attention on what's really going on in our neighborhoods, in our backyards and stuff. Get in touch with the people that's next door to you. Instead of making them your enemy, make them your friend. At least make them somebody that you can be able to speak to on a day-to-day basis, because if we don't stick together, then they're going to outnumber us and kill us all, seriously.
True. I appreciate that. And
thank you, Al.
I'm going to ask you, before you even tell me how we can catch up with Black Odyssey, if you can let us know how to catch the video for who it was just released by and all of that.
Okay, the video is for Key Cash. What you can do, you can go to Black Odyssey YouTube, because it is on our page.
Okay.
Just type in
nice.
BLAQODESSY, and then put a space and put Key Cash, and you should see it come up. It may be like 5 or 10 views, because it was just posted maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago. So I just want to send another shout out to her, Key Cash. I know you probably listen or probably call in the next few minutes. So y'all go check that out. And for all the other Black Odyssey videos, events, and everything that goes on, you can check YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Thank you so much. And if you hold a line, I'm sure we'll have something for you.
I sure will.
Thank you. You know, I figured what I'm going to get into. Before I get into all these ones, which always concern me before I get into a phone call like that, because I never know if it's a bill collector or what, but I want to let people know that you can go to shoutcast.com. That's 24 hours a day. You can type in Hood Tunes and you will get our playlist. I also want to throw out there, since I'm thinking about it right now, it's the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. And that is on www.newstalkcleveland.com. And also, I do believe Tomahawk Radio is on 7 p.m. on a Monday, which is Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Same link for them as well. And before I go to the next phone call, this is like one of those things which I really feel thankful for. Give me about 2 minutes to at least let people know that last Tuesday, it was party time in East Cleveland. Sam Graves of Millinated Media News on YouTube.com or Facebook. That particular video, though, is called Ohio EPA Orders EC Toxic Dump to Shut Down. It was, hey, that's who covered our party at the dump for being shut down. You had Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Surge, Greater Cleveland Civil Rights Network, the African American Museum. You had Art McCoy, Sergeant Major Stokes, Don Bryant, and more climb to the top of the four-story dump site planting flags. Now, East Cleveland mayor-appointed city councilman, Oppressed People Nation's own Earn Smith, and the council president appointed 2 members, Devin Branch, Brother Early. Wait. Whoever ends up staying on city council is way better than who was recalled or the current mayor and city council people left behind, because the new appointees, at least 3 of them, made it out. And as we greeted thankful neighbors, you know, basically speaking, in front of Scene Magazine, basically speaking, man in the street said it wasn't President Trump or President Obama who removed the dump. And it wasn't neither one of those two who removed East Cleveland dictatorship. It was the people. And I also said that I feel thankful to be in East Cleveland at that time as a guest, because it felt like a stone dropped in the water, causing a ripple effect with Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, Detroit, Pennsylvania, Toledo, So when those areas say, man, we can't change our leadership because incumbents have been there for years, decades, East Cleveland showed what can be done when you have unity, a unified effort. And I also want to jump real quick and go back to last Thursday of last week, where Ern Smith was sworn in by new mayor Brandon King and law director, as people like GMS, Shakespeare, OPN, ENT, Oppressed People's Nation looked on, and he publicly said that Man in the Street would join him, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, as the Ward 3 Advisory Council. Now, two other city council members were definitely sworn in differently from Council President Nathaniel Martin and Barbara Thomas. Now, they say they picked their own, Devin Branch and Brother Early. Now, we will see which ones who are sworn in are the right ones as the law decides. But I do want to point out for people who are still concerned and wondering, wait a minute, is merger talk still on the table? I better point out to people that right now, tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, that's Tuesday, the League of Women Voters will sponsor, and WVIZ Idea Stream will moderate a discussion with Kevin Kelly and Jeff Johnson of Cleveland City Council and Nate Martin of East Cleveland, Council President, he said so. Anyway, about the potential for a city merger, the meeting will be held on the campus of Case Western Reserve University at the Tinkham Vale Center Ballroom at 11038 Bellflower Road. While this event is open to the public, you should register for the event to guarantee a seat on the Case Western Reserve University website, which looks like www.life, on definitely Lifelong Gleaming. So that's Lifelong Gleaming at case.edu. Now, with that being said, I'm sure hoping that the next phone caller with all the ones, that I'm not going to an irate dump site owner in East Cleveland. But anyway, I'm going to all these ones on my line right now. How are you doing out there? Hey, you listening in, or did you want to share anything with us this evening? And I can appreciate the fact that you didn't do one thing, and that is, I am so thankful you didn't hang up. Yeah, you followed the rules as they came through, which was simply put, hey, if you can't talk, you can always feel free to just listen and you'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can press the one key or you can hang up and call back. So I appreciate you for doing that. As a matter of fact, before I play this from Black Odyssey, it's one of my favorites because when we come back, we'll go to a story to let you know that I definitely believe what they're saying when it comes to definitely that you have to keep praying. I want to go and just bring up real quick the House of Prayer Ministry and the powerhouse SARC is currently hosting a fundraiser giveaway of 2017 Ram truck and 10 other high money prizes for the 2017 Getting Smart in the Park. Now, tickets for the drawing, well, before I get into that, I just want to call attention to what you can receive. I mean, it's a tax-deductible nonprofit donation of $100. But before I get into that, you can choose the 2017 Ram truck. You can also choose other things, including a $10,000 college scholarship or a cruise for two adults and two children under the age of 15. How about $3,000 worth of Lazy Boy furniture? How about the Toro lawn tractor, walk-behind mower, gas trimmer, and the Toro gas mower? Or the $1,000 DSW shopping spree? Or the $1,000 Macy gift card? Or Craftsman, rear tires, garden tiller? How about $500 cash? fishing tackle. Now, before I get into anything, I want to tell you that the ending date more than likely will be tomorrow, January the 31st. They only have 1,500 tickets. So before I give you that information, I should just say pay attention because it's at HTTPS, and this is where you go. You have to go to Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site. https://www.universe.com/GSITP2017RamTruck. Again, Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site, https://www.universe.com/GSITP2017RamTruck. And the drawing will take place Saturday, May 6, 2017 at GSITP, that's Getting Smart in the Park 2017 Spring Edition Communities Event at Luke Easter Park, that's at 44104. And I'm going to also tell you that in the past, Black Man's Army has spoke there, Sheriff Kilroy has performed, Man in the Street, and many others were given awards being at that event. So I'm going to tell you what, I've talked too much. I need to do what I do just in case I end up deported out of this country and can't get back. I better pray on that one too. So I'm going to play Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
All right, it's, you know something, I got to get up and give thanks to the creator for what happened the past Friday night. The premiere of the Black House Sound Presents Open Mic Night. As I look at things, very honestly, I believe the next one will be February 10th, but it's debut at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Boulevard in Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Like I said, Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, pastor, I appreciate what happened because You had Reverend Pinckney, who spoke eloquently. Ronnie B's best stand-up ever. You had Better Off, Anti-Sosa, Aaron Malik. He even gave free copies of his material. Oh, you weren't there? Well, you missed out, because it was, honestly, a nicely packed house, and I've got to go back to some of the film and probably throw it on the page of Alfred Porter Jr., J.R. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Mr. Powers is a great host and can be the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop host should things come up and as needed. And Pastor Wicked spoke and said, Donald Trump being president will have a lot of people going to church. There was a young man also from Shaw who spoke about his relationship with God. Cleveland Heights, a church that's accepted hip-hop. And it didn't have to all be, quote-unquote, biblical-based hip-hop. So I want to say I appreciated that. I thought it was very nice and right on time. Sometimes I get a chance to do certain things. Sometimes I don't. I think right now I should also let you know, hey, the Youth Corps of Engineers and NACA present home buying workshops. You can purchase a home or save your present home. Three dates to choose from, but now we're down to two. February 11, 2017, from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., or May 27, 2017. Why rent when you can own? No down payment, no closing cost, lowest interest rates, no fees, no perfect credit, 100% financing. It'll be at 17325 Chandler Park, LLC, Suite CL2146, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, or you can check out the number of 216-322-0811. That's 216-322-0811. Hey, you might want to check out the Facebook page or even Blog Talk under Emacs Radio, because if you check out myself, the show will be posted. So if there's something that you missed or you feel, hey, y'all should have heard that information, you can let people know that, because, hey, what do we perish for? For lack of information. That is just one of those things that is absolutely the truth. What I'm going to also do is just say, once again, I thank you all for tuning in. And before I do anything else, I'm in a good mood. Why? One of the reasons? Well, HJS Music and Uncle Sam Band, hey, they brought in a singing group as well. R&B singing group, and the jazz band played. It was First Lady's Dynasty. They did Facebook Live certain parts of the event. Just to say congratulations to the activists for some of the wins that we had had. It was a jazz concert. They came up so fast, we weren't sure it was going to happen. Well, I'm sure I would have had more people there from my own side, but Reverend Pinckney made it there. Short notice, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. It was a free event with barbecue from Uncle Sam, and he's a good jazz musician, too. I ended up freestyling as the jazz band played the song called The Ghetto, and I met, like I said before, excellent singer Eleanor's Creations. She is from Quebec, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to take the time to do, because I'm very blessed. I'm looking at some new things here and there, so I'll tell you what. I will be back with you all shortly, but I want to check out this one particular song that was definitely brought in and sent in through Emacs Radio. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. It was from a group called LFTG, Live from the Garage. And why do they name themselves that? Well, because basically speaking, they're live from the garage. That's where they record their music. The name of the track is called Rise. And then, beforehand, let's always go with the phone caller who calls in. 216-835. I hope this is not somebody deporting me out of America. 216-835, you're on live. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Al Porter Jr. How are you? This is Gary from the suburbs.
Oh, man, what's going on with you, Gary?
Hey, is this the radio show where people can call in and talk about Art McCoy's mama?
No, that show, you can call it Talk About Art McCoy's Mama, is on Sundays at 5 p.m. That's the Art McCoy radio show, which is on WERE 1490 AM, Cleveland Standard Time, 5 p.m., and you can let him know that you heard it right along from here, that that's the show where you can call in. I know he's
now,
going to regret putting that one out there.
Is that going to be a regular feature on the show? Each week?
I think it is now.
People call in. Everybody just calls in and talks, you know. So can you tell me what happened today or what didn't happen today with the police hearings about
that one?
Have you talked about that already?
I know where you're going with this, but I had not heard anything else extra from that so far.
So do
so
we know
far,
if the so what I know is that the hearing was scheduled for today, but it did not happen.
Mm.
Do we know if it was canceled or if it was postponed?
I'm going to check on that because I hadn't heard anything about that, and that's the truth.
Yeah. LaTanya Goldsby, I believe she's Tamir Rice's cousin.
Yes, she
she's
is.
Very active, and she's very active with Black Lives Matter. And she and her family were planning to attend the hearing today. And I guess, you know, they started getting the runaround and no answers and, you know, the usual. And then they were finally told that it wasn't going to happen today. And that's really all I know. And so here they are, you know, just waiting for justice. And we get the Frank Jackson promises that, well, after this, that, and the other has all been taken care of, then we'll have the internal, and it's beginning to look like that's a lie. And these guys are really something. We got to vote them all out. We got to vote them all out, and we got to get McGrath out of that safety director position.
Mm.
You know, it's just horrible. It's like Cuyahoga County politics is like what's happening in the White House. You know, at the local level, just lies and cronyism and people telling you up is down and down is up, and they get away with it. And it just has to end. And it's got to end at the ballot box, you know. 17 new city council people in Cleveland, one new mayor, the mayor in East Cleveland and the three city council people, none of them will be an elected incumbent. In the office they're running for, they're all defeatable. Everybody, all these city council people are running for mayor. That means their wards will not be defended by an elected incumbent. They can be overtaken. We just have to have a lot of good candidates. We got to have candidates.
Wow. And the reason that I say that is because, you know, had you said that, maybe, okay, and I'm looking at you 216-406, but I was getting ready to say, had you said that maybe 2 years ago, a lot of people would have said, oh, you'll never be able to get rid of incumbents or this, that, and the other. And then you look at what happened with East Cleveland, and I'm hoping and praying that causes people all over our cities to just get up and look and say, this can be changed. So
go back to what
you were saying.
No, that's right on target, right? These Cleveland voters showed it can be done. You know, the main thing is you got to show up at the ballot box. You know, that's what it takes.
I appreciate that.
All right,
and
man.
Before you go, I just want to say that this coming Wednesday evening, I mentioned it earlier, but for people who come through, they can know more about the definitely pre-spring raffle. They can also find out about where they can join Black on Black Crime Incorporated, definitely for the next two Saturdays in a row, as it's a pre-party for going out there in the community. And they can also come out to 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, right off of Ivanhoe, and they can hear about what is the committee that you chair?
I am the first chairman of the Black on Black Crime Inc. Consent Decree Committee. And, you know, I'm honored. I'm honored to be the chairman of that. And, it helps to amplify my voice and my concerns and the entire group's concerns. Having Art McCoy sharing his 40 plus years of activism, just makes me and the committee that much more effective. And that's what activism is all about, is standing on the shoulders of those who came before us and learning so that we don't have to start from the beginning again. And, that's what's great about being there every week with Art McCoy. And now I don't mean to diminish your role as president.
I'm still learning from that man myself.
I mean, it's just, it's like we're there with Babe Ruth or something, or Michael Jordan. It's like,
that's true.
You're not diminishing the other guys when you go, man, Michael Jordan's really good. That's not really a slap at anybody else. It's just a privilege to be, to be there and learn from and encouraged by Art McCoy. And and those of us who are newer to this, we need to continue the work that he's been doing day in, day out. What you guys, I watched that video of a bunch of you guys at the dump last week.
Right.
And that video encompassed everything great about activism. Art McCoy, yourself, Devin Branch, probably Sam Graves from Melanated Media was probably doing the videoing.
Got it.
Guys from all different walks of life, joining for the same battle, for the same justice, no justice, no peace. That's the message. What's happening at that dump, and it won't happen fast, but it's happening, is a glorious thing. Hopefully we'll get some lawyers involved. And the neighbors will be treated properly and respectfully and, the way we would all want to be treated.
I'm into that. Thank you for the phone call.
No
problem.
Man,
and likewise.
Bye-bye.
As a matter of fact, that's my brother in all of this, and it's an honor to be around him too. But I'm going to 216-406 real quick. 216-406, I really hope that this is not anybody calling to deport me over the border. 216-406, how you doing out there?
If you get deported, I'm going right along with you. So I don't know. You ain't going without me. You're not leaving me here. I got you.
How have you been?
I'm getting better every day. I'm getting better. Well, I think I'm getting better every day. I'll find out.
I believe so. Do
my follow-up exam tomorrow with my doctor. I thought I was going to leave you here there for a minute. Got kind of touch and go there. But I'm still here. That's something for me to do, and I guess I got to do it.
That's right.
Yes. I'm just blessed. I'm just real, real blessed to be able to be on this call tonight and just to be here, period. So I thank you. Thank you.
No problem. And before we do anything else, how can people at least follow your movement?
Okay, this is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman, producer of the award-winning I Am a Superwoman radio network. And, oh, my goodness, you can follow me on Facebook, Spreaker. Oh, I just found out today, too, that my shows are going on YouTube also. I am really, really thrilled that my network is growing. We're airing 7 days a week now with different podcasters. But you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter. I'm just blessed. My books are selling really, really good. So look forward to some once the weather breaks, because now that after being in the hospital, I am now on oxygen. So I have to be real careful about going out in this cold weather. But look forward to some book signings coming up in the spring and summer. And just look for me getting back out there, boots on the ground, coming down on Saturdays to the hip-hop workshops. I miss you guys so much, so much.
Like
you just
what?
Don't know how much I miss you. So soon as the weather breaks, and it will, I'll be back out there. I'll be back out there, believe me.
I hear you, and we appreciate you. And now definitely we will continue to keep you in our prayers, and it's always good to talk to you.
Well, it's always good to be heard.
I hear that.
Okay,
and I will
God bless you.
God
okay,
bless you, too.
Pray for me.
I promise you I'm going to do that.
Okay,
thank you so
I
much for being you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Earl.
God bless you. Thank you. You know something, I am enjoying myself very much. Before I go to that 216703, I just want to say that, quick announcement for those who may know or may not know, that you can check out voiceofradio.com, usually from 5 o'clock p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Monday, the main event featuring myself. And then voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on a Tuesday. And tomorrow, 5 p.m. will be very interesting. Laura Cowan will be the guest. And I think it's going to be very, very interesting in itself. And then next Tuesday, I celebrate 4 years live on the air, creator willing, of being with voiceofradio.com with some major announcements. We might let people know what that A Man Among Men project is. But beforehand, let's go to 216703. How you doing out there?
The sheriff. How you feel, man? How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. And what about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm just sitting up here, and I'm just so blessed to be on the radio tonight. So blessed to be the level in my life right now. With me saying level, I also wanted to say that this came back in Black House Sound. And
right.
Me and Joseph Molly Jr., we just came out with a song. We just put it out on YouTube called Level Up. If you want to check that out, it's on Facebook. It's on my official Hurricane Bang / Underrated music page on Facebook. I also Facebook. He's going to cover contact info. On Facebook, I'm also Champagne Bang on Facebook if you want to get at me. Instagram, Hurricane Bang _5950, you know. And we just getting this work done, man. You know, we just had the show last Friday. Turned out to be great.
Right.
I couldn't make it, you know. But I want to make it official right now on the radio to tell everybody that I will be there and I will be going to the great house. Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh,
so,
man.
I want people to get ready, man, because 2017 is about to be a new year for Black House, man. It really is, man.
Yes, it is. I can feel that.
Yes.
And I appreciate
it. Oh, yes. Man,
thank
always.
You so
oh, also,
much.
Before I get off of here, I also want to say that if anybody want to get in my music, I got music on all those things that I just said, Facebook, Instagram, and I also have mixtapes on thatpimp.com. All you got to do is go on there if you want to listen to Let's Be Serious. Just put in Let's Be Serious and the picture of me up on there. And also my other mixtape, All I Got, it got a picture of me up there also. That's on there. And I got a collab CD mixtape that I came out with from my brother VC. That's a double disc, man. And it's not online right now, but I'm working on that real soon to get that out there for you guys.
Man, I appreciate that for real. And definitely may you and the rest of Black House Sound, the Brotherhood, have an excellent evening. And it's just exciting to hear you take that much more stronger lead, because everybody, when they hear you rap, they're like, man, I want to see him. I want to see him perform. So at least now I can let people know it'll be at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, that 2490 Lee Road, where they have the open mic in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. That'll be like 7 p.m. Anybody need more information, please call Joseph Motley Jr. 216-703-4685. But definitely feel free to come through and bring your family to that type of event, because Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. Thank you.
That's
so
for
much,
sure.
Man.
Yeah, definitely. As always.
All right.
As always.
All right. Peace. You know something? I might get a chance to do a little bit like I want to. I might go into one track and let it play through, but I'm going to waste about 3 minutes because I hate to go into things that are real, real, real popular to a degree. But then again, you got to look at the fact that current President Donald Trump's executive order on refugees, you know, he put one of those stroke of the pens of executive orders in at 4:42 p.m. Friday, suspended entry of all refugees to the United States for 120 days. I'm sure when he said he was going to send people back and illegal immigrants and all of that, I'm sure a lot of Native Americans, a lot of indigenous people were like, yay, they're finally leaving. But I digress. What he did was it suspended the entry for 120 days, barred Syrian refugees indefinitely, blocked entry into the U.S. for citizens of 7 predominantly Muslim countries, including Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Now, what makes it so interesting is how bad we were, I'll say, embarrassed right now, because when you have a young lady like Malala Yousafzai, she was heartbroken by the order. People would say, who's that? Well, Malala, she was the Pakistani schoolgirl who survived being shot in the head by the Taliban and went on to become an internationally known advocate for girls' education, and said that she was heartbroken over President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily banning refugees from entering the United States, and said that she was heartbroken because in closing the door on children, mothers, and fathers fleeing violence and war. That really, really, really doesn't sound too good, especially when she summed it up by saying she was heartbroken that America is turning its back on a proud history of welcoming refugees and immigrants, the people who helped build this country, ready to work hand in exchange for at least a chance at a new life. Now, that was very deep that was said in itself. There were quite a few other things that were said, and I'm wondering, should I get into certain things or should I not? And knowing me, I probably will get into it, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let's make this quick, take a break, and I'll come back with another couple of minutes, but I'm going to at least take the time to start this one off. Didn't play it all the way through. It's Black House Sounds. Maybe I'll sum it up in a way that you might not expect me to say about this whole thing, but give me just a few moments.
Become a target, it's them ghouls outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots, and the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people people. He got money in them guns, so you can't tell him about the people. Watch SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't this simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
It's all about taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this. You on the verge of going down a dead and broke or priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, steady state. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? When you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the bell collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last received envision, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the events. Or getting lost up in the sand gon' be your next life expand. Man.
This is like one of those nice songs. Last week I had played the ending of the song. This time I'm playing the beginning of the song because I'm giving myself just a couple of extra minutes from Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2 to at least throw it out here on what I was talking about. Now, we talk about the 7 areas that President Donald Trump he just banned the refugees from 7 different areas. But as the news and other sources showed the past Saturday, chaos was at airports where business travelers, students, and even legal U.S. residents, they were like barred entry. And other, there were some Republicans who took up for him, but there were other Republicans who said, this is ridiculous, such as Representative Charlie Dent. Now, he's a Republican of Pennsylvania, and said, hey, I understand his intentions, but unfortunately, the order appears to have been rushed through without full consideration. And like he said, you know, there are many, many different scenes of this immigration policy, and it could be in these scenarios, life and death situations. Now, Dent, he represents a large Syrian community in Allentown area. And he was contacted Saturday by different family members who were turned away at Philadelphia Airport, and family members who had been cleared and they had visas to come in, and it concerned him. Dent called on the Trump administration to immediately halt the order. Now, on top of that, other conservatives, well, they worried that denying entry to permanent residents and green card holders could violate the Constitution. Many worried privately that the order will face different types of legal challenges. As a matter of fact, Representative Justin Amiza, who's a Republican of Michigan, he was among a few GOP members to at least air his concerns publicly. He even tweeted that the order overreached and was it just undermines the Constitution. Now, it's very important to at least start to look at some facets of this because, you know, Senator John McCain, critical, Ohio Senator Rob Portman, critical after 2 Cleveland Clinic doctors were detained and they were let go in New York. But there was a Cleveland Clinic, I believe she was Dr. Abu Shama. She was detained in New York and sent back to Sudan. Now, the NBA, which is considered a global league, is trying to figure out if certain players can leave their country and come back. U.S. District Court Judge Ann Donnelly did a temporary ban Saturday night. And what she decided to do was she dealt with some of Trump's order and brought, it was a suit that was brought about by the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Now, some who were sent back already may have to wait 90 days. Now, here's what I find very interesting. Saudi Arabia wasn't on that list, although they were home to most of the 9/11 terrorists. Now, since I am conservative, I will explain why Donald Trump is right. I can't even do that. Donald Trump is like a non-thinking, ignorant, intolerant buffoon. It's almost like President Nincompoop. I figure if I'm going to get banned out of the country, let it be because I said something, because Donald Trump may be a businessman, but apparently he is not a critical thinker. He is not analytical. And what I find insulting about everything is that when Donald Trump adds God, he says, hey, I'm doing God and Christian values. With your reasoning, when you see all of the lawsuits piling up, when you see the marches, when you see the argument, dissension in the party, let me tell you something. You're wrong to use God, because the God that I know of, the creator, Yahweh, whatever you choose to call him, even Allah, he is not the author of confusion. That's not how he works. And I'm going to end this off in one last thing. You know, you've all probably heard about taking the clergy and the mosque to task and all of that. Right now, the one who shouldn't be quiet should be a person that I do respect and admire greatly. But right now, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan should be one of the main people out in front, because this is definitely an attack on Muslim and a religion. And that's what's going on. And I'm waiting to see if he's going to get out there and say anything. I'm putting it out here like this before I leave off. Hell, if I march for Palestinian rights, it's your turn, dude. You all be blessed. If I'm not here next week, you know that exactly why the show was hacked. And you exactly know that I'm waiting for my green card. Look out for me, people. Look out for each other. Be blessed. Thank you. Peace.